The National Security Agency is always hungry for innovation from industry, and its buyers take pains to make sure they include small and disadvantaged businesses in that mix of companies they do business with. Heather McCall is NSA's small business advocate. She explained how they engage those companies and described a recent event which drew some big numbers.
NSA has been very active in working with industry and specifically small businesses for a number of years. We're constantly looking for ways to increase partnerships with industry. We recognize that our business partners bring a high level of innovation to the marketplace, and the more people we have engaged, we have increased competition, and therefore we're able to get the products and services we need to accomplish our mission really at the best price. So we have been actively reaching out to small businesses through a variety of programs for a number of years.
Can you give us an idea of how close you come now to the generally recognized 23% goal for federal agencies doing business with small business?
NSA has small business goals. Our goal for fiscal year 11 is 25%, and we're working very actively at all levels of the agency to ensure that we meet that percentage. We do that through a variety of means. We actively attempt to set aside portions of our contracts for those small businesses. And right now, the agency is doing a great job at working towards our 25% goal. We take credit for our prime contracting dollars, but for our larger procurements, which are managed by larger businesses, we set small business utilization goals by those prime contractors and have an award fee for them to encourage use of small business in some of our larger efforts.
Now, the more recent event that NSA held to go along with the small businesses, NSA was able to share some secrets of how to do business. I wonder if you could talk a bit about who it is you're looking for and how that event helped facilitate that.
Recently, we held our largest unclassified event. It's called Business in a Minute. And this was the opportunity to put small businesses in touch with representatives from our agency, as well as those from some of our major prime contractors. The event sold out in record time, and we had about 350 small business representatives that had the opportunity through the course of the day to have at least 4 one-on-one meetings with both agency and prime contractor hosts to pitch what their company capabilities are in the hopes of getting traction in the agency through hopefully a follow-up meeting, and that event hopefully will facilitate and be the first step towards getting those small businesses work with the agency.
We're speaking with Heather McCall, the outreach advocate in the Office of Small Business Programs at NSA. But how did you avoid getting their hopes up too quickly? Because everything I've learned about NSA is that it takes sometimes years of vetting before someone can actually get a contract. Plus, there's the very large hurdle of everybody in the company, or at least their whole marketing team, has to have security clearance.
Sure, that's a very good question, and it's a common perception. Working with the agency is a marathon, not a sprint. What we do is we work with companies to explain to them the typical process for getting engaged. And whether you're a small company or a large company, really the hurdles are the same. We never offer our procurements out on the open internet. We solely use our ARC, our Acquisition Resource Center, to communicate with our industrial base about the opportunities that are coming down the pike. In addition to those opportunities, we offer a variety of educational briefings. In fact, twice a month, we hold about an almost 3-hour briefing that's free of charge, where we walk companies through how to do business with the agency, the various steps that it takes. One thing that you did mention were clearances, and that can be perceived to be a barrier of entry to doing business with the agency. But NSA is offers a program called PISA. It's the Provisional Industrial Security Approval Program. In fact, we're the only people in the intelligence community to offer such a program. And it's a business development program where we will clear personnel to come in and have classified business development discussions over the course of 3 years in the hopes that they can have a business relationship with the agency. The hardest part of that is getting a technical recommendation from somebody in the agency and using a variety of the events that we have and some of the tips and techniques, companies can work with a variety of groups to get that technical recommendation by impressing upon agency folks that they have something that will help us accomplish our mission.
So it sounds like you're trying to get them out of the catch-22. You can't do business with us until we already know about you, but we can't let you in because you're not cleared, so we don't know about you, so you can't do business. Sounds like you're trying to cut through all that.
Right. So this program will clear folks so that they can come in and have discussions with us and hopefully be able to demonstrate that the product and offering they have as a small business can help us accomplish our needs. So it's a rigorous program. We've had over 1,000 companies pass through the process. So it really does answer the question, how do I get a classified contract if I don't have the appropriate clearances?
So regarding this particular event, you're going to hold another one, and what are some lessons learned, things you would do differently, challenges that you were able to overcome when it comes to working with small businesses, particularly considering the unique position that NSA holds?
Sure. Well, this event is held annually, so it would be great for your listeners today to go ahead and register their companies on our ARC so that they can learn about the next Business in a Minute event as well as some other opportunities to come and network with us. The event that we held in early April was our 5th annual event, and each year we improve upon and take lessons learned so that we can enhance the programs in the future. We got extraordinary feedback both from our small business attendees as well as our agency hosts and our prime contractor hosts. Our host said that they met companies at Business in a Minute that they did not know about and that they are working with today in an attempt to form a partnership. We had several small businesses that said, what a great avenue for me to get in front of a PEO of an NSA acquisition group to demonstrate to them that I had the product and services that would help them meet their needs. And several have said they have follow-up meetings with our agency people. So lessons learned, if we could hold these more than once a year, it would be fabulous.